Now, getting back to the issue of bevacizumab, sort of putting aside the cost and reimbursement issues and FDA approval, et cetera, but just strictly looking at sort of the clinical science and the risks and benefits, right now, where do you think bevacizumab with interferon potentially would fit in terms of the algorithm? And would there be a role, you think, of bevacizumab alone?
Well, we are using it in patients. I think we're using it down the line, although I do have people that were on the original study still that are doing well. In terms of treatment, right now, because it's not approved, it depends on whether people will, you know, go through the hoops of trying to get it for a patient. Certainly, if you write letters, you can get it for somebody if they've had everything else. And I've seen it work in that setting. So,
again, alone or with interferon, are you using it?
So far, we've been using it alone.
And so you're seeing objective responses or stable disease?
Stable disease.